Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Romans chapter 2. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 29 verses of Romans chapter 2.
Romans 2. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, He will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God and know His will and approve what is excellent, because you are instructed from the law, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then, who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written,
the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law. But if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. So, if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the law will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical. But a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God.
In 1992, when I read Romans chapter 2, I realized it was a continuation of what we left off in Romans chapter 1, and I wrote, "Don't judge one another," and I put, "Very hard to do. God rightly judges those who practice the things of Romans chapter 1. So let's remind ourselves of how Romans chapter 1 ended. Verse 29 says, they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. That's the list that Paul is referring to in this first verse of chapter 2 when he says, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. Now, your tendency, like mine, might be, wait a minute, I don't do those things. Well, let's look at a couple of those again. How about unrighteousness or covetousness? How about creating strife? Or what about gossiping? How about boastful? What about disobedient to parents? I don't know about you, but I could find myself guilty of many of those practices. So back to my journal entry. God renders to every man according to his deeds, wrath or glory, honor and peace, our choice, based upon how we live. God judges our doing, the secrets of men. I continued in my journal, not only know what's right, but we must do what is right. Virtue is not what we demonstrate outwardly, but from our heart. In 2001, I had a one-line summary of Romans chapter 2. We are all caught up in sin, Jew or Gentile. In 2013, I wrote in my journal, be careful when judging others that I don't practice the very same thing. And God's kindness is meant to lead people to repentance. We may be judged by works, but not saved by them, according to chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. And then I wrote, Paul levels the playing field of Jews and Gentiles in verses 12 through 16. The law does not save. Behavior is the key. One can follow the precepts of the law, but never even know it exists. Yet Jews, who have it and know the law, can be breaking it. Jews thought circumcision was a rite of passage, but Paul argues that circumcision is a matter of the heart. Paul is saying being Jews or being Gentiles is not what matters. It's our actions. I want to focus on the issue of judging others in this chapter. I know as a young Christian, probably an immature Christian, I was pretty good at this. I thought I had the corner on righteousness. I thought I knew the difference between good and evil. And so I was pretty good at judging others, Christian or non-Christian. I remember a particular incident when we were in a young married class in one of our churches, and one of the couples was struggling, and the guy told me he was going to divorce his wife. And I told him, you can't do that. Divorce is not biblical. That may be true, but what right did I have to jump in the middle of his marriage and decide what he could and couldn't do? We were friends, and that couple did end up getting divorced, and that really hurt our friendship for many, many years. He moved out of state, and by the grace of God, we got reconnected somehow, and we are still good friends today. And I am much less judgmental. Maybe you too have had a judgmental spirit. Well, might I remind us both of this verse in chapter 2, verse 2, which says, we know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. So as I have grown in my Christianity and matured in my faith, I figured out that I'm going to let God be the judge. To wrap up the discussion on judging others, the end of verse 16 also says, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. I can only see the outward appearance, the outward actions of somebody. I cannot judge their hearts. I can't judge the secrets of men. So, Lord, I pray, confessing that, yes, I have had a judgmental spirit much of my Christian life. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. And Lord, help me to be way less judgmental now as I understand the Word and understand my faith in You much, much more. I also thank You that You don't judge just my outward stuff, but You know my heart. And I also thank You for forgiving me when I fail You, either by judging someone else or by not living up to the Christian standards that You want me to live by. But this chapter also reminds me that I'm not judged but just by my works. I am judged by my trust and faith in Jesus Christ, who loves me and died for my sins. That's what's going to get me to heaven, not my deeds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of forgiveness at the cross. In your name we pray. Amen.